Hello, and welcome to another mini-episode of the Comics in the Golden Age podcast. This is Mike Lane. This episode, I'm going to be sticking with EC, which we've been covering a bit lately, and we'll probably continue to cover for a little bit. We've gotten more requests over the years and more positive feedback on EC than almost anything else we've covered, so we figured with Halloween approaching, that was a good excuse to delve into the EC world a little more. Recently, I went to Baltimore Comic-Con. In fact, it was just last weekend. And probably my favorite thing I purchased there is the Wally Wood Artisan Edition from IDW. I've never owned any of these artist editions anymore. They're usually way out of my budget. But this isn't one of those giant hardcover ones. This is a softcover one. It's still bigger than, you know, an average trade, but it's not that gigantic one. And basically, if you're not familiar with these, they take the original art right off the art pages and just reprint the penciled or inked version of the art with no coloring. And basically, you get to see the original artist's work in all its glory. Now, I had generally, for a long time, kind of stayed away from black and white reprints of EC books. And a big part of that is Marie Severin's coloring. And, like, the EC archives over the last 10 years have done a good job of following her coloring style design. And it's just such a part of that art to me that I didn't really have much interest going into the black and white reprints. But a little while ago, I did finally start looking at some of the Fantagraphics black and white reprints and really loved them. Because, I mean, honestly, as much as I love Marie Severin's coloring, we're talking about people like Wally Wood, Jack Davis. I mean, their art's gorgeous on its own. So I've learned to really appreciate looking at them in black and white. And this is the first one where I'm really getting to see sort of the original artwork, and it is glorious. So I figured, since I'm excited to pick this up, it does reprint a lot of his EC stories, I would pick one from this, and it's always a pleasure to look at Wally Wood's work. So, the story, I'm going to call this a story, but as you'll see as I'm going through it, it's not really a story. That's a bit of a misnomer. I'm going to call it that just to keep it simple, but it's definitely not a traditional story. It's called My World. It was published in Weird Science number 22. With the cover date of November-December 1953. Now, this story is entirely narrated. There's no dialogue, no word bubbles, anything like that. And if you're familiar with My World, you'll know exactly why that is. And if you know the story well, hopefully you can picture the art as I go along. If you're familiar with Wally Wood, these narration panels are very descriptive. So you can probably imagine how gorgeous the art's going to be in this story from what I'm reading. Also, if you're not that familiar with this story or with Wally Wood, I still think these just very descriptive narration panels will help give you an idea of what the art is. Because really, the panels that I'm going to read from just do a fantastic job of describing the artwork, in most instances at least. So hopefully, you'll be able to visualize that as I'm going along here. So the splash page to My World has sort of a prehistoric landscape image. You've got all the dinosaurs, different creatures, kind of, the trees are very bizarre looking. It's got kind of a ghostly effect to it. You see sort of Brachiosaurus in the background, kind of a very monstrous looking T-Rex taking down a pterodactyl that was flying nearby. It's really just an amazing image by Wally Wood. Now, you'll tell from the descriptions I'm about to read that this story changes a lot throughout. I mean, in a little bit, there's going to be futuristic designs of spaceships, astronauts, things like that. So this splash image is not typical of most of the story, but it'll fit in well, and you'll see that in a moment. So with that, I'm going to begin My World. This is my world. This is the world I love. It is a steaming tropical swamp, damp and stinking and alive, with screaming birds and slithering lizards and humming insects and giant dinosaurs that splash through its stagnant pools and slosh through its sucking bogs in search of food to fill their cavernous bellies. It is an angry rocket ship, leaping upward at the stars, spitting flame and smoke and roaring so loud it seems to shake down the very heavens it is attempting to conquer. It is a gleaming city rising from the rolling countryside and reaching toward the sun, embracing within its glass-walled buildings its dwellers, who come and go in shining beetle cars, or humming aero cabs, or stand contentedly on slowly moving sidewalks. This is my world. It is a world of grim-faced men sitting before batteries of gauges and dials and levers and buttons, guiding their metal monster across a hair's breadth of the vast gulf of unending space. This is the world I love. It is the moment when the rocket ship breaks free of Earth's gravity and streaks through the void in free fall, when its crewmen are suddenly weightless and float like children's balloons at the circus. It is a world of exploration into the unknown, the sudden thrill of gazing upon an alien landscape that no human being has ever gazed upon before, the sudden violent attack of shrieking alien monsters, the monster's equally sudden destruction blasted to smithereens by powerful weapons of my world. The other alien creatures, harmless, curious, cute. The ruins of a once proud city now falling to dust, built by an ancient civilization whose members too have long since fallen to dust. The sucking, gulping mountain of shimmering protoplasmic life slithering from one of the ruined buildings, absorbing all organic material in its path, engulfing Tom or Dick or Harry while I listen to his blood-curdling screams on my intercom. This is my world. It is a world of lovely women who turn their eyes to the heavens and watch for the moving flame among the stars that signifies the return of their spacemen. And the men who never come back, the men who are flung into the void by the violent explosion of the homeward-bound rocket. My world is a world of violent emotion, of anger and hate building up through the dragging months of traveling through space, the sudden flare-up, the volcanic eruption of suppressed energy, the struggle of muscle pitted against muscle, bone against bone, sinew and tendon, the final victory of one over the other, the sickening thud of the metal wrench crushing skull, spattering blades, spattering brains, spilling blood. My world is a world where beautiful alien creatures sit beside a still pool and caress a weary spaceman, stroking his hair and kissing his cheeks and making him forget about Earth and ever returning. My world is a world where atomic wars rage, where whole cities are leveled by one missile of destruction, where a baby sits among the ruins, covered with radiation burns, crying for my world. My world can be a world of desolation, without life, without hope. Or it can be a world of everlasting peace and understanding, and the brotherhood of man. My world can be a world of space stations, or rocket transports that leap across continents in minutes, or atomic-powered liners that span great oceans, with the energy derived from a single lump of coal, of great spaceships that carry tourists on brief holidays to Venus or Mars or Saturn. Or my world can be ugly. It can be a world of invasions from outer space, of horrible intelligent creatures bent on conquering my world, coming across space in fleets of flying saucers, landing at night and entering my cities and killing and maiming and destroying. My world is a world that I choose to make it. My world is yesterday or today or tomorrow. For my world is the world of science fiction, conceived in my mind and placed upon paper with pencil and ink and brush and sweat and a great deal of love for my world. For I am a science fiction artist. My name is Wood. And on that last panel is a little self-portrait of Wally Wood sitting at his drawing table, sort of turned around looking at us. And you can see on the art panel the page that I'm looking at, the final page of this story. So with that, hopefully you can understand why I picked this particular story to select from this book. It's essentially kind of a self-portrait of Wally Wood. Now, he didn't put the words on the paper. Al Feldstein did as usual. But it's essentially a showcase of his art. Like I said, there's no real story here. And as you're going through, and you could tell how descriptive the narration is, the panels follow along. So when he's talking about space battles, you see beautiful fleets of alien ships. Talk about the men being attacked by alien monsters. You see these grotesque creatures. Talks about the beautiful women. Of course, you see beautiful women in the panel. It basically is an excuse for Wally to draw a little bit of everything in this story. And it harkens back to one of my favorite things about EC Comics. And I've said before, this is very similar to what Marvel did in the 60s. They were very good at creating a sense of community with it, their fans. Like, the fans felt like they were part of something. And they did that a couple ways. They did it through the editorial pages. They did it through the letter columns. But a big part of it were how they showcased and promoted their own artists, which not many comic companies did back then. And I think it probably felt good for these artists. I mean, this wasn't exactly a dignified career at the time, particularly when these were coming out and the comic industry was under attack. So I got to think it felt good for these artists to have their names put out there and their work promoted, and encouraged to develop their own style in a way that they weren't and a lot of companies. So this one in particular, you know, they always have these little artist profiles, but this is taking it up a big notch. This is basically creating an entire story, or seven, eight pages, to just let the artist go nuts. So that's what I really like about this. Now, your mileage will vary. You may want an actual story involved, but if you're in any way a fan of Wally Wood or EC Comics, I think you'd appreciate this one to a large degree. If nothing else, it's just a bunch of pretty pictures to look at. So, and seeing it in this format, using the original art to reprint from, it's just gorgeous. I also think seeing the colored version is pretty gorgeous too. And fortunately, this is a story that you can easily find online. Lots of pages, lots of blogs have posted this complete story. So if you just Google My World and Wally Wood and EC, you can find it pretty quickly out there for free to look at. So I would encourage you, if you never have before, to do so. So with that, thank you for joining me down once again for a mini episode and indulging me to once again talk about Wally Wood and some EC comics. I think Chris and I in our next full episode are going to be sticking with EC, at least through Halloween. So we'll see you soon. Goodbye.